Blog Talk Radio.
Too grown to be playing games. I want you to call out my name. I'll look you dead in your eyes as I gently kiss between your thighs. Girl, don't you run from me. I won't stop until I know, stop until I know that you came from me. You can start up on the floor.
And don't be scared.
Would you baptize me in your life? no problem, come back in. Just as long as we speak in tongues, I lay my worship on you now. Just kneel and say what you want. Only truth is allowed as we sing our praises out loud. Your body's begging for more.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Good evening, everyone. I'm your host, La Perla Negra, and I'm joined tonight by my sexy co-host, Queen Simmons, a.k.a. Zuina. Let me open up my mic, Lord. There you go, there you go. Hey, Queen, how you doing tonight?
Hey, Diva. Oh, I am excited tonight. Oh, I cannot wait.
You,
how are you feeling?
Girl. Oh, I'm feeling just right tonight. Goodness, goodness, goodness. Yeah, I'm excited too. Let me finish bringing the people in. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Epiphany Radio, and you are listening to the Erotic Love Zone. This is a For Real Entertainment Network, sponsored by Raw Link. Why be average when you can be raw? I got my Raw Link on, Diva. You got yours on?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. Ladies and gentlemen, the dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And please, by all means, press 1. And participate. We love you too. Now, before I go any further, I have to send out a big shout out and a thank you to a very good friend of mine who is not only the CEO of Epiphany Radio, but he is also the CEO of Raw Link. Y'all need to get y'all some. Get on over there to rawlinksbraw@facebook.com. And I believe you can also acquire them on Amazon. But if you can't get in touch with them that way, holler at your girl. I got you.
Yeah.
I get you hooked up with them. I promise you. Now, Queen, this topic, I can't take credit for it. I don't know if they want me to mention their name on it or not, but for right now, I'm going to just leave it alone. What do you think about this topic?
I think this topic is going to be fun. I can't wait to hear what everyone feels about it and how that's going to come out poetically. It's going to be a fun night. Looking forward to it. Yeah.
Ooh, honey, 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 I can't wait to neither, as my nieces used to say. I can't wait to neither.
I can't wait to neither.
So Yes, yes. So, now, since you are the guest host, how about you kick it off with your piece? But wait a minute. Before we get into it, I want to ask you the question first, because I'm pretty sure I'm not the only one that's curious about your opinion on this. How do you feel about including tantric sex into your erotic love life?
I think that exploring anything that'll bring you closer to your partner is a beautiful thing. And tantric sex, what I know about it, makes things a little bit deeper. You know, it makes it more cerebral, you know? And I'm all for that. I am all for that.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
How about you?
Well, me, far as I go, because I am, and I don't want to exaggerate, but I am a very, 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 very passionate lover. And I have kept myself to myself for a long time because of how passionate I am. Because I have to have a connection with whomever it is that I'm intimate with, who I give myself to, because I truly believe, sex is worship, and my sex is definitely worshiping their body. And not just their body, their mind, their soul. I want to nourish, everything about them. So I have to have that connection. So my sex usually starts out with tantric. Because I want that connection with them. I want that energetic exchange. If I give to them, I definitely want that energetic exchange, because it's just, it's on a spiritual thing with me. It isn't just a physical thing. I want us to take off into the stars
when I do it.
Yeah, I'm super passionate. Girl, please, they have no idea. But
because sex is worship. It gave me chills.
Absolutely.
I love that.
Thank you. Yes. It's an awesome bullshit. Because you know what? I like to enjoy what I'm passionate about. And if I'm getting into it,
right.
It's a beautiful thing.
Completely uninhibited.
Absolutely. No inhibitions whatsoever. Because I'm organic and I like things to flow that way. I don't want to think about shit. Come on, let's do it. Wherever your hands touch, that's where they're going to touch. Right. That's where they're going to explore. It doesn't matter if I decide. Whoever I kiss you, that's where it's going to wind up being. You know, it doesn't.
And then the keeping at their tempo and being in tune with them at all times, so you can take it from rough to, you know, tender to, but being on the same page, that's the difference between being at that level than just having superficial sex. I'd imagine you have to be in tune with a person. It's completely different when you are.
Absolutely. Oh my God. You know what? You say keeping at their tempo. When it's organic like that and it's passionate like that, your bodies are so in tune that you naturally are in time with one another. Your body will move to his rhythm and his rhythm will move to your rhythm, and it'll happen. Oh my God. Girl.
I love that.
We need to make a collaboration.
Just thinking about it.
I'm trying to tell you. Now, back to you. All right. As I was saying, I am so sure that I am not the only one that is anxious and curious about what you brought delicious for us to listen to tonight. So whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Okay. All right. This piece doesn't have a title. There is no music this time. It's quiet now. The concert of a dressing down, of formalities and duties bound. the indulgence in the silent sounds of a moment found, or better yet, a moment we made manifest like the cropping up of goose flesh, a symphony of anxiousness, the sudden stop of hitch breath, the fear of what would come next, a fullness where there once was emptiness, but still there was no music, not a note. Louder than my raging thoughts, prouder than the fight I fought, the battle that I quickly lost, or better yet, I forfeited, surrendered to the silence, the rustling off of heavy clothes, the helping off of heavy loads, a loss of self and all control. I'm surprised there was no music, though, but the silence filled up every hole, the way your body filled the room, the way... As under your full gaze I bloom, the way your manhood filled my womb, the way my ocean overflowed, lost breath at the point of crescendo, the kiss sublime and subliminal made music in my mental, my racing heartbeat on the bass, as you wrap one arm around my waist and your other hand around my throat. Damn, this should be music, though. There ought to be some subtle tones to round out growls and feral moans to give this pleasure flesh and bone. Every time my song came on, I'd be reminded of your touch, the little stuff that means so much. I don't want one sense to go to waste, the recollection of your skin's taste or how you look across my bed, fully spent and fully fed. I need a song to recollect the disrespect that I did to the dialect when I spit every epithet. It sounded like an exorcist, but my lover wasn't finished yet. Maybe if there had been music, I wouldn't need these blanket excuses. When someone asked me what I'm doing, I wish a song could explain it to them. I want to let a record play to say the things I want to say, replay the moments before they fade of the beautiful messes that we made, the memory of your sweet caress. You push my limits to the test, your fist in my dreads, your teeth in my neck, going in and out of tenderness. I wish I could dance in the moment so sublime, but maybe there'll be music next time.
Damn, yo, hold on, let me backtrack this. That was too good to let go. Hold on. A moment we made manifest, loss of self, under your full gaze I bloom. Girl, wait a minute. How you look across my bed, the disrespect of dialect, God, girl, yes, ooh, yeah, I can't even contain myself listening to that piece. That was dope. Yo, that was the bomb. I'm trying to find different words to celebrate and give flowers, but damn, I'm getting tongue-tied here, I'm sweating, I'm worked up. That was absolutely beautiful play on words. And the visual that you gave, I saw everything that you said. Oh, girl, I feel it. Y'all fucking with my sacral chakra tonight. God damn it. I got to ground myself. Yeah, I might have to go outside and stand in some dirt barefoot or some shit and lean against a tree so it can say hi to me, because I need to be realigned. You just knocking me off. That was beautiful.
Thank you.
I love that piece. Yo, oh, my God. Yeah, I want to collaborate with you because you got, yes.
Bring it. And you ready to align, and this night is just getting started. What you going to do once the squad get in here and start doing what they do? You know, the swoon squad is what I call them. I see they're on the line.
Yeah, I see them too. I see them. Trust me, I see them. Oh, God. I'm going to sit, like, I'm going to balance myself and put one foot on the floor, and I'm going to have one leg on the bed. That way, if I start to fall either way, I can catch myself.
All right.
That was dope. That was really, really dope. Wow.
Thank you. And I heard you wrote a special piece for tonight that I can't wait to hear.
I wrote a little something. It ain't nowhere near yours, you know, and I'm the queen of short pieces, but it's something. It's a little something.
Come on. You need to teach a master class on this conversation, because the little bits and pieces and gems you've given me, I'm like, She knows what she's talking about. I bet listen up.
Oh.
Listen up.
Oh, thank you. Thank
Look
you.
Look sharp.
Thank you. Thank you.
When you're ready, Diva, the mic is all yours.
All right. Thank you. And this is called My Tantric Climax. Just breathe us in, baby. Take your time and feel me filling in your space as I open for you to invade mine. And we become one. Understanding that we, our energies, have formed an impenetrable bond, becoming an existence between nothing and everywhere. Understanding that we may never be understood. Our lovemaking goes beyond touch because the spaces you provide between each breath you take upon my skin is a safe space. And I taste you from long ago with each inhale. Our sex is worship, so you balance my sacral chakra as we sit face to face, my thighs upon your thighs, me straddling you as the soles of my feet meet behind your back, embracing my torso gently with the security of your arms as I caress your head with my tender hands, keeping a deep stare as I watch my soul swimming in the water behind your eyes, and I just breathe us in, heightening my sexual desire and passion for you without you entering me. I crave memories of your skin on my skin, passion-filled kisses from your lips against my lips, missing the taste of you I would swallow that once again filled my mouth. Craving all of you to be inside me, loving you, loving me. I do love you. My peak, my tantric climax. After peace.
I'm talking about. Woo! You painted a whole scene, honey. Listen. Oh my gosh. It's like when you saw his soul behind the water in his eyes, you just oh, you was oh, okay. See what that was fire. That was absolutely
cute.
I love that.
Thank you. Yeah.
I have you on speaker. I hope this breeze doesn't bother y'all because I'm about to melt in here. My ice is going.
Okay.
The night is
young. Yes. Oh, it's just getting started. All we do right now is just strike the match. They getting ready to burn up in here. You know that, right?
I know. I want everybody and the sound of my voice on your worst behavior.
Okay. Yes. Please be on demon time tonight. It's all right.
Right.
The door is open. Please. Just come on through. And speaking of come on through, I'm going to open up this first microphone. Man, we got us a C-34 music. How you doing tonight? Welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. What's good,
welcome.
C-Double?
You miss me, don't you?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good. Queen Simmons, how are you doing? Pearly Maker, how are you doing?
When you walk in a room like that, I'll tell you how I'm doing. You miss me, don't you? Just command the space. I know that's right. Welcome.
I like that.
Well,
I like that manly shit. That in the bedroom, that ego is everything. I'm trying to say, I'm such a switch. Horrible.
Yeah.
How you just, okay.
Yeah. Although I believe Maxwell needs to be arrested.
Why?
Maxwell?
Maxwell. Why? See, nobody listens to what the words he say. He says he's going to lock you up in the room for days with no phone access, and it's going to be rocking until the cops come knocking. Now, see, R. Kelly got arrested for all that stuff. Look. And then he's going to mind control you with his voice. He's going to mind control you with his voice to make you go get an S-curl, California curl, and follow so people can follow the drip.
Hawaiian silky.
I can hear somebody saying, let your soul glow. That's basically what I'm
saying.
Yeah. Like, damn, test tube, baby. I don't
know.
No.
That's my public service announcement from C-34 Music.
The C-34 to break down the lyrics like that. Oh, man.
You know, the crazy part is I was getting mine back then with that song. I'm like,
well, I thank you for that introduction, but I do have a question to ask you tonight.
So you have a question for me?
I do. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
All right. Well, we want to know, how do you feel about including tantric sex into your erotic love life?
Wait. Did you say tarantula sex? What the hell? I'm not putting no doggone tarantula on these nuts. I'm sorry. I'm not going to give a whole definition of Spider-Man. Sorry. It ain't going to happen.
Obviously, what we said for you on your worst behavior, you took the message.
Yes, he did. Literal, okay? Definitely literal.
Tarantula sex, Patrick Starr. I'm already running from this girl who sounds like Squidward. I ain't trying to go through this.
Oh, God.
You know what? All right. You know what? I get it. But you still haven't answered the question. How do you feel about including tantric sex in your
You know,
life?
When you gave a description of it, I'm like, I'm in my mid-50s. I got enough to be thinking about. I'm like, look, I just want to get it in. I'm sorry. It's just, nah.
You got to be in it for a good time, not a long time. It's quality over quantity. And if you bring the tantric aspect into it, you can fulfill the woman before you even get to that extent. You can't be too tired for that. You got bring a little bit.
I'm headed towards my mid-50s too, so that's no excuse. Trust me. I still want to play with that energy and breathe.
Right.
And have,
I figured you did.
Yeah, I want to breathe in the sound that he makes. I'm playing.
I know.
It's
you
okay.
Love that. I understand.
Lord, have mercy. That voice, if it get any deeper, I'm going to fall off the bed. I'm trying to...
He's trying to balance over there.
Yeah, I know. I got the tripod working. I understand.
Okay.
All right. Well, C-Double, what did you bring Delicious for our ears to listen to tonight? Because I know you brought something.
I brought this piece called Sex Ain't an Olympic Sport.
Well, the mic is yours.
Thank you. Someone in passing asked me, if I love sex, would I try tantric? Look at my body. It had messed up my gastric, and I'm vintage and classic, so you think I'm built to do gymnastics? Jumping off the balance beam, hitting bars that are parallel, flipping in floor exercises, doing splits to where I sound like Michael Jackson on the apparatus, breaking my back and neck for metal that's 10% gold. Is that the going price for having sex? And who would be training me? Gabby Douglas or Simone Biles. Sorry, they're old enough to be my child, too small in the behind, and not my type. Maybe Nadia Comaneci or Mary Lou Retton. Definitely Debbie Thomas would be someone I could get with. But I'm not Sting, and you won't be calling the police. I may eat Olga Corbett like frozen yogurt, but ain't no way I'm doing yoga, bending my woman's legs back till her knees are broken and my pole named Clarence Carter stops stroking while she strikes poses like Madonna's as she holds my nuts. I know I'm never going to get it like En Vogue said. She's intent on giving me something I can feel, but I'm not fulfilling her pain prediction like she's Mr. T. And playing the game of Twister would have me locked in this position to where pictures would show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter of me naked, limp, and shriveled. That's not worth it, now is it? And doing this like it's Sunday night, 60 minutes, is not morally safer. And this is not what I'm in this for. The topic of tantric sex is a horror movie created by Jordan Peele. Nope, give me some. That's that piece.
Hey, Lisa, just give me some.
Yo, hold on.
I heard a name that I haven't heard in years, and I used to actually, in elementary school, I was into gymnastics, and I haven't heard that name in years. I still, to this day, I love to watch gymnastics, ballet, all of that stuff, ice skating. But you said Nadia Comaneci. Damn. Yeah. And I used to listen to Debbie Simpson, too. I was into all of that. So, that's what's up, though, definitely. I love the piece, and I always love your metaphors, your play on words, how you bring a sense of nostalgia in your pieces because you bring back old, you bring back titles of long ago, stuff that we haven't heard in a long time. Wasn't too erotic, mm-hmm. but it was nostalgic, and I like that. I do like that. So thank you, Queen.
And what was his name? Clarence Gibson, was it?
Clarence Carter.
Clarence Carter.
I've been spoken.
That's the name you gave. I was trying to think why he named him Clarence Carter. I got stuck at that part. But yes, this piece was out of sight. It was.
I'm 57, and y'all trying to get me to do Twister and all that. I'm not doing that stuff. Shoot.
You don't have to do all of that. Tantric is more than just the yoga part of it, okay? A lot of people don't realize it's more than just the yoga because your partner can lay still. You know, there are physical therapists that use tantric energy to help a woman reach her orgasm, her highest climax. That can't get at home or anywhere, and they don't even touch her at all. They just move across her body. The hands, they don't touch them. They just run them back and forth over top of her body. It's the energy manipulation. That's what tantric sex is. Although there are a lot of different ways and practices that tantric comes into play. That is one of them. So it's not always about the twists and turns of the body and the physical touch. It is an energy manipulation and an exchange. You got to keep that in mind. Okay.
Exactly.
So you know how. So that means I'm practicing tantric sex right now, and you know how
yes,
I do that.
Fuck you are. You are.
Yeah. You know how I do that. Yeah. I pay all the bills, protect the house.
I hear that.
Make sure she's
secure.
Yeah, that's
going to take a couple deep breaths.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. She got the energy now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
and didn't have to touch it.
Absolutely, absolutely. So y'all got to keep that in mind. I hope I enlightened a couple of people, because a lot of people think tantric sex is just, you know, it has to do with
like
the Kama Sutra. No, you don't have to touch in order to exchange energy. You can be attracted to somebody from afar and feel their energy, and that pull will hit your ass and you'll be like, like that.
Like my growls and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the growls and stuff.
Okay.
I got to get you over there to the Love Lounge. You know, Kalinda's over there. I think her beau is running a little bit late because she hasn't pressed the button, so he must have talked to her that he was running a little late or something. So you go on in there, grab yourself a drink. There's a cabinet with unlimited supply of cigars, if that's what your choice is, and pick your favorite drink. Sit back, take your socks off. Yeah.
So I can be like T-Pain. So I can be like T-Pain and Auto-Tune over there. Wow,
she's
buy me a drink. Okay.
Drink her on the house, y'all. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Yo. C-34 music. Ladies and gentlemen, oh, we got a treat. Oh, God. Let me get myself together. This is like my brother. I got much love and mad respect for this person coming up next, but his poetry is toxic. Here you go. I'm going to open up that mic. Hey, Mojave, welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. How you doing tonight?
Did you just say my first perfect?
Yes, the fuck is it? Yes, it is. Make you want to get in defense mode against child, please. But see, I love you like my brother, so I'm going to leave that alone. You say hi to my co-host, my sexy diva.
Hey, Nina. How are you?
How
you
great.
Doing?
I'm wonderful. Thank you. It's great to hear your voice tonight.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be on here. Thank you very much. It's good.
Oh, and happy.
Mojave, my co-host has something to ask you, and we're going to discuss it a little bit.
Okay.
All right.
So the question of the night is, how do you feel about including tantric sex in your erotic love life?
I think, personally, no. Anyway, no.
I just said no.
Right? Oh, I got reasons, right? I always have one of those that actually says no, because tantric sex is not for everybody. It's not for everybody to do or to attempt. You should have tantric sex with the person you have a greater connection with, so that your breath becomes their breath, and that everything rebounds and the energy exchange is actually pure. Not to be attempted by people who are just trying to figure some shit out. It's to be with someone that you really feel connected to. So adding it to just any old thing would not be something that I would think that some people can do, because it requires more. It requires the energy, the connection, the spiritual convergence of two individuals gifted with the idea that they're going to be sharing intimacies that extend beyond just fear, pure physical interaction. So, yeah, no. Just add it, no. But if you connect it, hell, motherfucking yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Can't
give it to everybody. That's how you create crazy people.
Because, you know, you don't get one or two goofy people like, yo, I'm going to go on Pornhub and look for this tantric sex. Can I look at this tantric sex on Pornhub?
You have to experience it. You can't look it up. You can look it up, but you got to actually experience it to understand it. You can't think, come on, man. But you're right. You got a couple people.
That's the reason why I said no. It requires a deeper connection. You can't just be running around, playing around with stuff. You know, tantric sex is the shit. Like, listen, when somebody could breathe with you, one time someone was in a whole different state, and they just breathed. It was like, let's breathe together. I felt like the whole state of my body was in flux. I felt like I was about to go rigid. It was nuts. And it was just breathing. That's tantric. You know,
wow.
I'm so hot. This is so good. Is this tantric? No, motherfucking snack. Fuck off.
Break the old phone sex and play. It goes deep, much deeper than that. But you're right. You're right. You're absolutely right. But man, having that connection and being able to experience that level, tantric sex is spiritual. I'm trying to tell you, take you somewhere beyond the motherfucking stars. You be up there beyond the veil. I'm trying to tell you, see some shit when you. I'm loving. So, Mahavi, thank you for that your input. Now, we'd like to know, what did you bring delicious for us to listen to tonight?
All right, fine. I'm just going to run this piece. No music, just pure. Just whatever. Just let me know.
The mic is yours.
So fucking beautiful. I want you just like that. Looking like the warmest bath that I would ever take, sure that the waters would change me, rearrange me, pull every bit of management meant to cause cataclysmic come bombardment only after the laughter of your vagina finder felt feels ebon flesh turn steel, turn grinder, turn drill, turn reminder that a man has the xylophone of your sensual tone, woos you to excess and accept the duty of pleasing your wet. Atom to iTune, the death of auto-tune, automatic in pleasure or fiend as I become a crack addict, wanting only the smoke and get high when the drug is from between your thighs. The sweetest way to die, the only way to fly, if I steal your wings, the ones you take off after you get naked when you're next to me. I borrow them with a kiss, swim within the deep parts of your heart, making love to you is an art and I would never rush. The strokes of my brush on your canvas, instead I canvas your canvas, note by lick, the brush of each flick of tongue, response to the drum beating, the fleeting reserves of nerves under my curve, pulling pistons on gears with celebratory cheers, I want you just like that. Be at the ready. Hands prep to pull hair, to push head to fight, while orgasms delight to continually keep licking, contental tugging. You're not bugging, you just found a man that rather eat your pussy than breathe. Stay down to the last bullshit of that last nigga leaves, tree that can bear new fruit. You will wear new panties, dress with pockets or a lady suit. New. You knew what you did when you did, said I would do what I would do, make love, we fuck, combine souls, we screw, corkscrew to the pop of our champagne as the remains of passion, prep place proper in the packing of plan of pussy, of penis, Mars entering into Venus, her heat, her sweet, till love finds complete in a sweaty, contorted mess, state of undress, and I can only write this way when you inspire me. Fire me for the cold inhibition to become open and desirous, wanton and carnally callous, needing to feel the salt, sweaty, poured from your pores. Can I say more? Please, give me more. More of you. More of that mouth. More of how your hands are dexterous. Please read these words. Touch yourself to overflow. So let's go. Let go. Overload. Overflow. Open up. Green lit. Green light. Disco. Collect $200, mouth of monopoly, put in hotels, tails on, parked in your place, never to be bored with your boardwalk. I roll dice, chop it up when we talk, outline your orgasms in chalk. This murderous intention when I put my thick six-shooter into your fifth dimensions. These sexual shenanigans of enthusiastic energy, there's no ethics or suspicious suspension. I seek the sensual supremacy of sexual sorcery supreme of your bodily dimensions. Doctors, you're strange.
for a piece of change. You into witty, willing participants whose insides are getting rearranged, reconfigured, retriggered from a re-nigger because he had a Boston and he'd been bored. And I know that you're bored, tired of all that narcissistic shit. Him leaving his bad habits, cheating on you with whores and bully with the bullshit. He might as well shit on the floor. You ain't no cleanup woman, but goddamn, I am the cleanup man, coming to make sure that memory of that nigga goes straight to the can. And I can, I will, quill the love in the script that spells love all over the papyrus of your body. Scroll you, roll you over, search your body, but you are the four-leaf clover of my good luck charm. Borrow these arms and use them to cover you, warm, let you know exactly to who you belong and how your body reacts, because I want you just like that.
God damn, how, you see what the fuck I'm talking about? Your shit is...
Oh, my God.
Damn. You go ahead,
Diva. You talk on this because I got to get myself together.
I think I need a cigarette. Somebody get me.
Jesus, Bobby. You
must have. It's the everything about every like words can't even form anymore. You took them all and you put them in there and you made them all dirty and sexy.
Oh my God. You made them beautifully. Beautifully dirty. Oh, my God.
Wait. It's the line. It's like, I seek the sensual sorcery of a love supreme. Or how does that go? Can I just say that?
No ethics or suspicious suspension. I seek the sensual sorcery, sexual sorcery supreme. The sensual supremacy, sexual sorcery supreme. That's a lot of words. Of your bodily dimension, doctors your strange for a piece of change.
It's the play on words and they're going in and out of.
Jesus, Lord.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you. That was amazing. That was absolutely bananas.
Thank you. Well, after yesterday's show, I felt like I had to get on my, you know, because people was running through and just doing wild, you know, rare spit. You know, everybody was like, hey, what are we doing? We just going to knock this shit out the park and wild the fuck out at the same time. We're going to do all this and Scorpio, and the energy's going to go through the roof. Everybody's horny. We're all wet. We're wearing rubber gloves. You're galoshes.
Now you got everybody on. Everybody listening is bottomless at this point. We all running around town, Donald Ducking it.
I had to grab my draw because they was trying to creep off, but it ain't that. We ain't got that kind of relationship. Where y'all think y'all going? You got into the tongue twister with the letter P.
Yeah.
I said, what? Yeah. Wait a minute. Did he say, what? Damn.
I'm like, and you're trying to, like, hold on to every word as you go because every word is so low. Every line is so full of goodness that it's just like, wait. It's like. It reminds me of, never mind. I ain't even going to say it. I'm just telling y'all I'm hot over here. And that was outstanding work. You just going to come through the erotic love zone with guns blazing because yesterday you had some truth.
Come taking your frustrations out on us. Talking about if I steal your wings, the ones you take off. Please, you're wet. Really?
I need to hear it again, or repeat. You need to, this is dope.
Yeah.
Bare Metals writes all my poetry.
Yeah, okay, nice try.
okay. We already got a person claiming that, but it's nice try, nice try. But, Mojave, before we let you go, can you please tell us what you have going on in the world of Epiphany poetry?
Well, you know, next Tuesday, I will be having my very first Fly Speak Hip Hop show. I will be interviewing Disobey, the Zoo Bosses, that are zoo affiliates that I work with primarily. Actually, two of them are about to do this podcast. They're actually super duper funny, but they do hip hop. But like when they talk about stuff, it's just hilarious. So I was like, I had to have them on the show. And another brother who shall remain nameless is a surprise, because he hasn't quite confirmed yet, but it's going to be, we're going to talk hip-hop, we're going to talk poetry, we're going to talk about performance, we're going to do all this other stuff, and that's happening next Tuesday. It's a special Fly Speak joint that we're doing. It's going to be dope. So.
Awesome. Thank you very much, darling. I would like to send you over there to the Love Lounge. See Doubles over there chatting up my mixologist. You go in there, grab yourself a drink, you know, and just relax. Drinks are on the house. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Yeah, super fantastic. This is an amazing show. Oh, we must be happy. But, you know.
Thank you.
Bye.
Shout out to Miss VIP. Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes, my diva. You have a very safe flight, and you make sure you let us know you're around when you touch ground, please.
Absolutely.
You know, we love you.
Absolutely.
Queen, before we go into this, open this next microphone, can we get a station identification, please?
Absolutely. Let me get that pulled up for us here.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
At Epiphany Radio.
Thank you, and welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. As you heard, this is Epiphany Radio, and you are engaging us and some really great conversation and pieces. You are in the Erotic Love Zone. I'm your host, La Perla Negra, and I am joined by my sexy diva, Queen Simmons. Now, the dial-in number, for those of you that are streaming online and you want to get in here before the Blog Talk lady cuts you off at 11 o'clock, is 319-527-6300, and make sure you press that 1 and participate. We love you, too.
Yes.
Now we're going to open up this next microphone, Queen, to Mr. Automatic Charismatic. Welcome to the Erotic Hi. Love Zone. How you doing, Autumn?
I'm doing just fine. Hey, how you doing? Yeah.
We're good. How are you doing tonight? Yes, awesome, awesome. Yes, yes. I'm sure you've been listening to the show because I've seen your number up here since the show started. And I want to ask you a question of the evening. If you allow me, please.
Okay.
How do you feel about including tantric sex into your erotic love life?
Yeah. Now, LaPearl, I had to. I got to be honest. So you said tantric sex. I never heard of that before. You know.
Oh
you
no.
Know, I had to. And no, I never heard of it. I'm being honest. I mean, you know, instead of making a fool out of myself, I'm gonna be honest. So I had to Google it up to see what it meant.
Okay. Okay.
So then. I heard you say a spiritual side, you know, like, I mean, if you want to talk about the spiritual side, I touch my woman spiritually, you know, and she felt something, you know, I always, like, I feel like if you sometimes that smile can be so sexy. You know what I mean? You just make somebody feel good. Say how beautiful she is. Just tell my woman how beautiful she is. And just smile. Mm-hmm. Never know how that made her day. Sometimes somebody had a bad day, and you tell your partner all these things and make them smile, make them feel good. Before you can have sex with somebody, it's a mental thing first.
Absolutely. You are absolutely right. And yes, to see, you can touch a person in several different ways without laying a hand on them. And you're right, it could be a smile, a compliment, the way that you look at them, all of that can touch them spiritually. So you're right. You're right. And I'm glad you took the time to look it up. Because you're not the only one. There is a lot of people out here that doesn't know what that means, and they have actually experienced it. And now they can, in fact, put a name to it, you know. They can understand somewhat what it is. So that's a beautiful thing. That's what's up, definitely. Thank you for that. Now.
That is.
I don't know if you're going to freestyle for us tonight or if you wrote something down.
I want you all to name my poem.
Ooh. Let me think.
Wherever you name it, it's my poem.
Okay. Wherever you are.
Wherever you are, okay.
The mic is yours.
I find my place. Okay. I find it in a place far away where I'm looking for you. You are my nutrition. You are my ambition. I made love to you and revealed everything, your whole thought. I gave you a smile. You see, your love is my appetite, so worthwhile. You're never alone, wherever you are, even when you're on the other side. I'm still there, even if I have to be in spirit. I make a connection. I give you the added protection. We made love like in the stars in the dark. You are my everything, my breath inside. I want to hold your hand because you're my best friend. I want to make love to everything that you want in life. Because I need you to be my wife. I want to make love like that. I want to stretch your mind like taking your clothes off. And I want to take your clothes off like I'm taking the load off. That anything that made you mad, I speak on my behalf. To try to direct you to a great path. To make you smile so many more. Give you love like never before. Wherever you are, I need you right here in my presence. I need to make this an investment. You are part of my selection. We made love like in the tunnel. We move a part of this muscle. Wherever you choose to introduce me, my life is all about you. Wherever you are. This is Automatic Charismatic, the Lyrical Engine. Can you get us in on that five and drive?
Let me start by saying that was a very romantic, sweet piece. It wasn't erotic, but it was a very, very nice piece. I have to say something to everybody. You guys, I love that you call in. I love that you support. I love your pieces. But this is the erotic, keyword, erotic love zone. I need y'all to start bringing me some eroticism in your pieces. I love the love zone pieces, but the love zone is gone. This is erotic. So y'all got to start bringing the pieces that I'm I ain't going to pull no punches. I want to get wet behind your pieces. I want it to touch me from that. Okay? So y'all start bringing me erotic, okay? Y'all, if y'all got to research that. Listen to some other poets.
Yeah, so you need me. I could be nasty. Yeah.
But now listen. Eroticism is not just about the nastiness. Okay, it's a certain play on words.
I'm talking about nasty and classy.
You'll work it out.
Nasty
you won't work
classy.
It out. But that's how you want to put it. Yeah. But I really did. I like that piece, Queen. What you got for that?
I definitely. I love the way that you can. I have nuts respect to anyone that can freestyle, because that is something that I absolutely cannot do. And I love that.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like this has become an outlet for a lot of different poets. And I love the evolution. When you come to the topics that we have and the ideas behind each show, I think that it helps you to grow. So I love what La Perla Negra was saying, but I definitely love this. I love the way that you brought this piece. It was nice. It was very nice.
Absolutely. All right, Otto, thank you very much. I'm going to send you over there to the Love Lounge. You got Mojave's over there, C-Double's over there. Go over there, grab you a drink.
You got some
grab
you
cigar,
got some drink.
If that's your pleasure.
Oh, can grab me a drink?
The drinks are on the house. The drinks are on the house.
I'll
bring
some real drinks.
It's real drinks. Trust me. It is real drinks.
Oh,
all right, Otto, thank you very much. One love, right. One mic.
Hello,
one love,
one
mic.
Wow. All right, Queen. Give me
I gotta play a song to reset the flow a little bit.
Yeah, why don't you do that? That'll work.
All right.
I look too good to be alone. My house clean, my pool warm, just shake smooth like a newborn. We should be dancing, romancing in the east wing and the west wing of this mansion. What's happening? I ain't playing no games. Every word that I say is coming straight from my heart. So if you're trying to lay in the I'ma leave the
I'm gonna leave the door open. I'm gonna leave the door open.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Erotic Love Zone. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and please press that one. All right, Queen, are you ready for more trouble to be started? Huh? You ready for your engine to get revved back up?
This next
artist on the mic is more trouble. Let's open it up to her. Poetic, welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. Hey, Zuina. Hey, La Perla Negra. Hey, Danielle.
Hey, Ben. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Oh, I'm hanging in there. We hanging in there. But I see you've been listening to the show, so you kind of got an idea of what's going on.
I have. And I need to address something real quick. I don't know what the hell Double was talking about. I'm pushing 50 myself. And the answer to your question is, hell yeah, I will include it. But like Mojave said, with someone that I got a connection with, because it ain't for everybody. It ain't
That's
for everybody.
That's right.
Tantric, one of the best examples of tantric that I'll give you is imagine sitting with your lover face to face on a yoga mat. Y'all just sitting there. And the game plan is, it's not to touch each other, but look at each other and just feel each other's energy, passion, breathing.
Mm-hmm.
And in those moments, you are getting so turned on, but you cannot touch. What? You talk about a powerful orgasm if done right? My God. Yeah, I don't know what the hell that was.
That sounds, wow. Okay. I'm going to tell you, this is a master class for me because this is a lot of things I've never experienced it. So tell me something. Make me a thing. There you go. That sounds like something I'd love to try.
Imagine giving each other scalp massages while kissing.
Yeah.
And never, never, never closing your eyes. Some people can't handle that. Because if you go open your box of tantric sex onto somebody that you just casually dating,
you
got somebody peeking in your window, at your door, what you doing? What you doing? Where you at? What you doing in the bushes? Don't worry about why I'm in the bushes. What you doing? So you got to...
Twirling their hair at your door like, excuse me, mister, can you do that thing that you had did that last time?
Right, and then pull out the lollipop like that's going to make everything better. No, you can't open that up on everybody.
Absolutely, that's true.
But absolutely, I will include it in my lovemaking, because some nights, man, what the hell? C-Double, I got to talk to him. Because even at that age. There are reasons why sugar mamas and cougars exist, because we as men don't do those kinds of things that help them get there. So they got to be like, yeah, all
right.
You finished? Okay, great. Go ahead to sleep. Yeah, I need to come over for a tune-up tomorrow. You know what I'm saying?
I got Pepperoni Tony on the line.
Right. Man, listen. It's about balance and opening yourself up to new things and exploring. I can't wait till I get that person that's all mine and we start exploring these kinds of things. And, whew, baby.
Lord have mercy, but you are absolutely right. So those of you that don't completely understand what this tantric sex thing is, listen up. Pay attention, okay? It's levels to it also.
Definitely levels to it. The main component is the spiritual aspect of it.
Absolutely.
Because who are we? We are spiritual beings.
Right.
Yes.
Absolutely. We are spiritual energy.
Yes. Yes.
So if you can tap into that, you can be on a spiritual plane. You literally become one. When you experience that, man, but don't get me started. Lord have mercy.
Y'all got me up here feeling like Keith Washington on that episode of Martin when Keith finally broke down and he had to look in his face. Yeah. You know what, Martin? I need to go find her right now. I need to catch up with her. No, I need to catch up with her. That's how y'all got me feeling right now.
A mission at this point, huh?
Yo.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
But just those things that you painted alone, I can't imagine what else you have in your bag of tricks, especially tonight.
We're in trouble. So just put your seatbelt on, Diva, because it's about to get real. Ooh, Lord have mercy. I'm going to get but so ready for what's to come. So, poetic, what did you, and it's no doubt in my mind that we are getting poetic tonight. So, I know you brought something delicious for us to listen to tonight. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. This piece is called Tantric Explosion. I want to taste the emotions of your mind so I can be intoxicated on your intellect. And from you being trapped in my essence, I can reflect whilst I peer into your soul from your eyes, thinking about how soft and thick are your thighs, remembering I'm not supposed to caress any parts of your body as we engage in mind-boggling tantric sex. And baby, your energy makes me want to break this presence of time, to pull you close and kiss you so passionately. But thine physical beauty is far too attractive for me to sustain abstinence, while you're before me smelling so delicious that I want to gorge myself in your orgasmic sustenance. Just to feel the connection of not touching you makes me want to fuck you. I'm sorry. It makes me want to violently penetrate your moist, wet pussy, but gentle enough to feel you come powerfully. With each stroke, I want you to rain on me bountifully, because all this kinetic, mindful, no touching got me craving you like I'm searching for a nice place to rest my tongue, because this tantric sex can never be undone. Peace.
You see what I'm talking
about? Wait a minute.
Wow.
Wait a minute. I'm still...
Break that down for me.
All right. I'm still getting used to you cussing like that. But wait a minute. Hold on. Let me breathe for a second, okay? All right. You cuss, and then you apologize for that, and then you went right back into wait a minute, where is it? Where you said just to feel the connection of not touching you makes me want to fuck you. I'm sorry. It makes me want to violently penetrate your moist, wet pussy.
Sometimes certain words require to be spoken in these types of pieces.
Lord have mercy.
My gosh.
A nice place to rest your did you hear this? A nice place to rest is
oh my God. That energy he brought, it's almost like Van left the room in the middle of the piece. And an alternate personality started alternate personality forced his way out, and he was like, no, wait a minute. What I'm actually going to do. That was dope. That was dope. And the delivery was perfect.
I told you we got poetic tonight. I don't know if I'm recovered from this. I'm sweating, and I ain't flashing. I'm just that was absolutely delicious. That was a
fun. Oh my gosh!
You're playing on words, man. You're dangerous. You're toxic too. She's toxic as well.
Toxic me? Me toxic?
Yeah.
You got them right.
Oh shit! And that didn't make it no better. Say it. Oh, shit. Oh my God. Okay.
I heard your disclaimer, right? I heard your plea to the Erotic Love Zone audience. You want to leave this mother wet.
I did say that. Yes, I did.
You certainly
yes,
did. Clean up on hour 69, I tell you.
Yeah. Oh, God. Well, since we got you here, wait a minute, hold on, child, you coming? Can I please hold
I'm
on? That
coming,
we got
Linda,
a little
baby.
Give me a second, listen, please.
Coming.
I understand. I'm starting to understand, girl. I'm starting to get it. I really am. while we got you here, could you please give us the rundown for Epiphany?
Ooh. Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, join Epiphany Radio tomorrow night for the Get Down with your host, J. Rob, the wise son, and yours truly, Poetic. We want to know what kind of troubles you got on your mind. And then Friday night is going to be Iron Sharpens Irons with your host, Anonymity. And then Saturday night, y'all's Poetic Therapy with Rob, the Djembe Poet Marvel, and La Pearl La Negra. Sunday night, Charles, the Inspiration Factor with your host, Divine Inspiration, a.k.a. Paul Sampson, and yours truly, Poetic. Monday night, y'all. Ooh, Monday nights, man. If y'all tune in Monday nights, you're missing it. Because it's King and Queen's Quarters with Queen Simmons and King Atterbury. Tuesday night, you heard Mojave. You heard him. You know what show it is. Fly Speak, hip-hop edition. Make sure you come through. And then we'll be right back here next Wednesday for another fire edition of the Erotic Love Zone with Miss VIP and La Pearl La Negra. Ladies, back to you.
Thank you. All right, please, go join your boo. She is calling, pressing this red button. It was all quiet
on
in
my way.
In the studio. Go on over there and make it do what it do. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Diva, can we get another station identifier, please, before we open up this next microphone?
Absolutely. Just get that up for you. You said you want to... Okay, let me take a look here. You know what I wanted? While I'm waiting for this to pull up, maybe we need to, you know, give a little bit of explanation when we come back on exactly what tantric sex is. Maybe they're a little confused. Maybe they need to school them a little bit.
Okay, we can do that. We can definitely discuss it more.
Okay, we'll be right back to that right after this here. I'm trying to do this from my phone. You guys apologize.
Take your time.
Not loading for me. I'm having gremlins. Okay. Okay. I'm having a little trouble here.
All right. Don't worry about it. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, sponsored by Raw Link. Why the average when you can be raw? The dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and please press that 1 to engage us. It is approximately...
Okay, now it wants to work. I apologize. Keep going.
Okay, it is approximately 10:34. You have until 10:59 to get in here and join the show. Tell us what you feel about tantric sex included in your erotic love life. I'm going to repeat that number one more time for the people in the back that didn't hear me. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and make sure you press that 1. Now, Mandiva, what is it that you wanted to add to the information about the tantric sex?
Okay, because like Mr. Automatic Charismatic said, he had never experienced it before, and I'm realizing as you guys discuss it, I don't think I have either. So
okay.
I was just reading something, and it was saying, like, tantric sex is a slow meditative form of sex where the end goal is not orgasm but enjoying the sexual journey and sensation of the body. It aims to move sexual energy through the body for healing, transformation, and enlightenment. And it says when you practice tantric sex, you tend to have multiple orgasms. Those with delayed orgasms do not face that issue, but there is a holistic connection between your mind, body, and soul with your partner. You have an enhanced new level of heart connection with your partner, making the bond stronger between the two of you. So if that's something that you want to leave out completely, I don't know what to say.
It's true. It's about the journey through, the feeling that you are building and that you get, the riding the waves. You ever get, okay, you ever had that one particular person where you had that sex that's just awesome and you think about them every day, all day, and it just hits you. It's like you get a sexual surge, and it starts and it keeps on coming and coming. And when you have tantric sex where you are not touching at all, say like what Poetic said, you're just making eye contact. Okay, and your breathing starts to become a little labored because you are feeling this, and it starts mentally, but it also travels down to your sacral chakra. For those of you that are not familiar with the chakras, okay, we have a lot of them, okay, but the one where it targets is our sacral chakra, and that has to do with the passion, the sex, the reproduction, the increase in money, the go-getter part in us, okay? It has a lot to do with the calming of the ego as well. It takes you on a different level, and it definitely takes you on a spiritual ride. But, yeah, tantric sex, you want to ride that wave, that good feeling that goes all through your body. And you enjoy it. There's no inhibition. There's no holding back. You are completely relaxed. And you are connecting energies with that person, okay? And it definitely intensifies when they are right there with you, when they're on that level. You don't even have to be in the same room with them, okay? They can be thinking about you, and you will connect with their thoughts, and you will feel it. You will feel it just as strong as they will, and they will pull on your energy, and you will pull on theirs, and it will be back and forth, okay? And to reach that level, though, you have to definitely have a certain connection with them. It is absolutely spiritual, okay? Sex is spiritual, whether y'all know it or not, okay? It's not just an energy exchange. It is spiritual, okay? And it can... what kind of word can I use? It can invade you. I guess I can say that. Like I was speaking on it earlier, it's also about learning how to work with the energy. Like I said, there are therapists that women go to, okay? Because there's a lot of women out there that haven't even experienced an orgasm, okay? They haven't experienced that feeling in their body, period to get to that point. They go to these people, and these people never lay a hand on them. But what they do, they gather the energy. Mm-hmm. They know how to pull it together and to focus it, which is possible. And they will aim it at certain areas of that female's body, and it will bring about a wave through them that will help them build up to that explosion. And it's a beautiful thing.
When you got a partner,
it is amazing. Mm-hmm. When you have a partner, I'm trying to tell you, you see the sun, the moon, and the stars all align, okay?
Mm.
And it doesn't go away as soon as the act is over, because what happens, you're being made love to, and it's all day. It doesn't just end right there. They stay on your mind. It's all a part of it. And it's, girl, I'm trying to say, you have to experience it in order for you to really, really get what I'm saying. And like I was saying earlier, also there are levels to it. Okay. And you can reach a level of enlightenment where you will feel like, oh God, I can't even explain it right now, but you guys,
it sounds divine.
It is divine. That's exactly what it is. It is definitely divine energy that's coming through. But that is at that highest level, man. Where yeah. Okay. Unfortunately, I haven't gotten to that actual level, but I'm one day.
One day. We got to manifest it. It sounds perfect.
Oh.
And I think that to imagine it that way. And then I'm really, you know, when you think about the call is so far, some of these guys don't even expect that they have to give that. Like, if you think you're just going to digmatize, there's a different level.
It ain't about the intercourse. It's not the physical thing. It's a whole different level. Of intimacy, okay? So,
wow.
It ain't even about touching one another. You know, it's crazy. Not physical touch anyway.
I love it. And I'm loving everybody's perspective on it. Even the ones that seem like they're not really into it, they represent a population, a part of the population that doesn't, and it might need to be educated on how important that might be as an additional feature, you know, to tune into your partner. That's
absolutely
the start of it, right? To actual tune in instead of just...
That's the key word. You have to be in tune, okay?
Yeah.
You have to be. Oh, God, y'all got me worked up. I got to talk to my girlfriend. Let me open up this next mic because I got to calm myself down a little bit. But... Oh, damn, it ain't going to get no better. Ain't no calming down. You see who's next? We got ourselves. Anonymity. Hey, Anonymity, welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. How you doing tonight?
Welcome.
Good, ladies. Enjoying the conversation, enjoying the explanation, enjoying the poetry, just in my element, having fun by myself. Not quite tantric, but definitely stirring the imagination of possibilities for the future. So I want to thank everybody on the call that's bringing it and taking me to a different place. But how y'all doing?
We're doing awesome. And thank you for that. Wow.
Yes.
That's what's up. Yeah, we're doing really, really good. I'm glad you're enjoying the show like you are. And yes, I'm lost now because I don't know who's supposed to ask the question, but
it's okay. I can ask it, and I would love to ask this question after the piece you did in Philly. That was so
yo,
wow,
yeah,
you murdered that piece, and it dove into areas of discussion that I don't think a lot of men are ready to have, but you did it in a way that it was, you know, was welcoming an opening conversation inside of an erotic piece. Like, who does that? anonymity, apparently.
Yes. You know, when it comes down to different expressions of sex, I mean, sex can be so, it can be so minuscule for so many people, and I find that to be sad. Because when you think about sex, there's exploration, there's places that you can go that you never even thought. If you, if people just take time and get away from their own insecurities, I often say release your inhibitions. You know, be true to self, but open up to receive different types of experiences as long as it doesn't go against the core of who you are. Explore that, especially we talk about tantric sex. You know, we have people that are with their soulmates, if you will. And yet, you know, when it comes down to levels of sex, they remain so basic. And, you know, some people say, there's a saying, they said, I think it was Jamie Foxx on one of his songs, he said, actually Ludacris did, he said, some say sex is overrated, but they just ain't doing it right. Like, for anybody that when I talk about that poem that I did in Philly, it's a taboo topic for many men. It's like it's crazy.
Because men
are so quick to want to engage in certain things that, you know, they want, but it's taboo for their woman to say, you know, she might have a certain fetish or not even, don't even have to be a fetish. It could be a curiosity. And then, you know, men allow such egos to get in the way, and then people remain in these relationships hidden behind these walls. I find it sad. So as an artist, I make it my business to really dive in into the things that I'm talking about. I'm going to paint the picture for you. And, you know, there's even a part in that poem that says, you know, I want to now, you know, I got to fuck you while he fucks you, because we're mentally, physically, and emotionally fucked because you gave all to him. Like, that's the truth. But then it follows up and says, but fuck that. Tonight, I'm a thirst between your legs. Like, I'm not even going to stop. We there. We started. Like, let's just see what it takes us. We'll deal with the aftermath tomorrow. All the things that my ego, my pride, got stirred up. Let me deal with that tomorrow, because tonight we're going in. So, you know, as we talk about different levels of sex, this tantric sex topic is amazing. We got people, as I've heard, didn't know what tantric is. To be able to connect on that spiritual level, I mean, listen, everybody, anyone that's on this call right now, if you haven't experienced it with your mate, free your mind. Stop rushing to the, you know what I mean, to go get a, take time out. Spend that little extra time of what foreplay is without rushing. When you, you know, men, when you get that erection and you're throbbing, wait it out. Don't be so quick to dive in. Pay attention to her. See what feels her. See how she's moving, breathing. Becoming more and more free. You'd be surprised the levels of things. People that have been married 25 years that haven't even reached a certain height with their mate. I mean, it'd be the opportunity, long as you got breath in your lungs, you'd be surprised people using sex pills to try to keep themselves hard. Take it to another level. You'd be surprised you don't even need that, because you're beyond the basic element of sex, and you're diving into something that's spiritual and it's real. And it's intangible, and you can touch it. And then you can use all five of your senses to enjoy it before you even go in. It's just an amazing place to go for those who have it. They know what I'm talking about. For those that haven't experienced it, I'm giving you something to strive for. Remember, I'm giving you something to strive for.
Absolutely.
It can be anything. So. You know, I don't really put no bars on certain things. If it's about pleasure, and again, it just caters to the core of who we are and our being, let's be that.
Right. So you definitely feel like including tantric sex in your erotic love life is something that you are all for. That's, And I love your explanation behind that. I love that. I think that was another, that was one of those gems. This night has been full with gems, and I'm loving it. I love your, you know, your perspective. It's been really eye-opening for me. It really has.
Yeah, we just
for others, I'm sure. Yes, and that word, something to strive for, definitely. Mm-hmm. Please, people, just, you know, give it a try. I promise you will not have any regret behind it,
mm-hmm.
None. But now, wait a minute. It's like we were saying earlier. It ain't for everybody. You can't try to connect with everybody on that level, okay? Because some folks ain't ready for it. They're not meant to connect with you that way. So don't try it. Make sure you feel a connection with that individual first, okay? And then you'll know.
Mm-hmm.
You'll know that you can take it there with them. You can actually go there with them.
I agree. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, we talk about it being spiritual. You know, some
mm-hmm.
people, I mean, some people have sex to the, just the physical. I mean, you know, that's
mm-hmm.
not, it's probably not intended for you. I don't see how two people could really have tantric sex if they're not connected more than just the physical. If what's driving you is just a basic love, lust, not love, lust-filled
right.
attraction.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody
right.
that you don't see anything beyond the sex. I mean, I don't know. I don't believe you could get there. I guess some people could if they're really mm-hmm. into that, but for those who's really not, don't just try to take some random that you call on Friday night when you're not listening to either Renaissance poetry or Iron Sharpens Iron and just try to do random with them. Mm-mm. It's not
mm-hmm.
it could be a bad experience. You understand what I'm saying? So, but that one, you know, that person that you like, yo, like, there's a level that I'm seeking, and I believe that there's something to get there. I would tell you, slow it down. Connect on a more
mm-hmm.
spiritual level. Let, you know, don't be so quick to rush into it. Kind of, you know, close your eyes and let your mind take you where you want it to go. Poetic said earlier about, you know, getting a scalp massage while you're,
mm-hmm.
you know, while you're kissing. And taking time to enjoy that. When, you know, as a man, to want to please your woman. And I don't mean being so quick to go to, you know, just the act of sex. Take time to, again, pay attention to her. She will guide you. She will teach you how to touch her. It could be
that
your first time connecting with her, and she will guide you every step of the way. All you got to do is pay attention. And pay attention. Make it count.
Absolutely.
Make it matter. So the spiritual aspect, and then when you can start to achieve that, you'll
mm-hmm.
see levels and reach levels that you didn't even know existed. And, again, it doesn't matter if you're 50 or 60 or whatever it is.
Absolutely.
It's in the connection and the spiritual, and there's no age bracket in the spirit. It does not. Stop. I'm the older that I get, the more I'm realizing it, because I think I got levels that I never reached in my 20s, but we'll leave that part alone.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Wow. Thank you so much for that. The conversation is excellent, but we want to get to this piece, because your pieces are absolutely brilliant. I'm such a fan.
Thank you.
I know you're getting ready to upset all our hind parts, but we got to go ahead and deal with it anyway. So whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Appreciate you, Queens. This poem is entitled Pose for Me. Pose for Me. Become a picture of inspiration for my imagination to ponder with. Play your position upon a canvas of bedsheets, allowing for your body's curves to spell out every verb my inner freak speaks most fluently. take hold of my words. Let them guide you to a place of pure and unadulterated satisfaction, enhanced by black lights, captured images on camera as each depiction gets fulfilled in action. The preview for tonight's foreplay describes the anticipation of seduction, allowing the persuasion from my tongue to give you permission to go all in. The mantra for this role play stems upon the peak of my erection while you seek service from the tantric tantalization of gaining a backstage pass into a wild world of Pandora's most persuasive place. I'll tease your mind with each riff, spilling from the lisp upon my lips as you drift in and out of consciousness from the X-rated twist of your body exemplifying your desire to come for me. Lady, come for me. Let fate do what it must, since all that matters to me is to justify you as the masterpiece you are. I want it displayed in my gallery of secrets, reserved for the most exotic of beauty, sculpted upon an erotic pedestal, being immortalized in its climax while I'm saluting you at full attention. The mirrored reflections will critically acclaim us as one of the most erotic of pieces, starring you, the Mona Lisa of my most intimate desire, while I attempt to behold your beauty within the palm of my hands as I self-satisfy with nasty thoughts, floating mental images into pictures of poetic porn, ejaculating white ink across your body's being released as an art form, which pokes, strokes, and fucks you mentally until we physically can be adorned. I'm sworn to your satisfaction as we perform 50 Shades of Lust on stage with a microphone doing its best to amplify us into the eardrums of spectators listening to us fuck, with stanzas filled with persuasion that could never encompass what my mouth desires to really do for you. So pose for me once and let it linger upon my tongue as an admission into a guilty world of pleasures lasting now or until forever finally gives in. And peace.
Oh, God. When you said, come for me, I was done. I was done. You know.
All I can do is swoon.
You are so talented. You have this gift, along with the other poets. Y'all just got this. Yeah, you toxic.
Yes.
Y'all Negroes are going to create stalkers. If you haven't, you definitely does. Well, I know. I'm trying to tell you. I have to warn you guys. You know, I'm mature enough to handle it, but there's a lot of females out there that ain't like me. Oh my God. Absolutely, God.
Magnificent.
I appreciate it. I mean, listening to, you know, the poets that came before, I mean, Mojave stepping through and just blazing the mic like, I didn't want to touch you. I think he was mic dropping. I'm going to leave that one alone. Then you got, you know, like poetic coming through and that line that he said, or he just twisted words, and I was like, what? And then I'm sitting back and, you know, wondering like, wow, here it is. I got to try to bring some ink to the mic. How I'm gonna do this? And just that's that whole iron sharpens iron. It's been nothing but fire tonight. You know what I'm saying? It's just been from the beginning carried through. And I think the topic is just so dope. So yeah, I enjoy it, and I haven't had time to call into a lot of radio with everything going on. But tonight was a perfect night to come back because my loins are on fire, and I'm sitting here in a house by myself, so marrying her four sisters might get a visit. I ain't going to lie.
She's going to lie.
Oh, my God.
I hear you. I'm up here looking at my boy, and it's sitting here looking at me. So I understand. Mm-hmm. Trust me.
Sincere, I believe Sincere is like you are a triple threat. Like you bring so much, so many different layers to your writing that it's like if you're just looking for like a, like you said in your conversation, which let me add, you know, everybody that comes to the shows, they offer a different perspective and a different version of poet that is, to me, I believe it is equally awesome in its own right. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But so I don't think it's a comparison. And when you came through, you blew my cat back. And I also appreciate the full perspective, the conversation and everything that you brought to tonight. You really opened up some eyes, and you might have gave a couple of guys some pointers, and then you followed it up mm-hmm. with some dope-ass poetry. So thank you. Thank you so much for making the time to come through with me tonight.
You know, I truly appreciate the opportunity to be here. And it's so, you know, this platform that we have, you know, big ups to For Real for having the dream and the vision and the dedication and the drive and the love and the passion for the art that we have. You know, we have a platform 7 days a week to be able to get here and bond and do what we love and just the different topics and, you know, the different personalities of each show. You know,
mm-hmm.
it's just an amazing, amazing, amazing platform to extend. So no matter what you're going through, it's a place of escape. You know, we got the show coming up tomorrow, and I love what the topic's about. And already I'm start drafting on it. So I'm just grateful for the opportunity to bond with like-minded people, and whether that be erotic or non-erotic conscious love, whatever it is, it's just a place where we come together. And we do this. So tonight, with it being the erotic love zone for people such as myself, that it's not many limits to how far I'm willing to go. So with that being said, you know, I'm it's places that we can so I should say about that.
It's
I get in trouble. I ain't gonna lie. I can definitely be in trouble when I do it consciously.
Yeah, I told you, you're toxic. I know. I have dealt with toxic relationships, so I recognize it in certain gentlemen. Doesn't make you a bad person. It's just you in the wrong hands. Lord have mercy. Trust me, I understand. But I got to get to these other callers, Sincere, Anonymity. I'm sorry. Thank you so much for calling in and giving us your brilliance and upsetting our bottom, you know, our nether region with that awesome piece. And thank you for the insight, more insight on the topic and the great conversation.
Yes.
Going over there to the Love Lounge and join everybody else and grab yourself a drink. Drinks are definitely on the house. One love,
for sure, I'm drinking on pizza
night.
See tonight. Mm-hmm. One love, one night.
I'm going to show some of my pictures now. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are within the sound of my voice, you have made it into overtime. It is now 3 minutes after 11 o'clock hour. We are no longer able for you to stream us online or for you to get in here if you haven't already been in here with your hand raised. And we're going to open up this next microphone to Venom. Hey, Venom, welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. How are you doing tonight?
I am good. How about you? How are you?
I'm good. You want to say hello to my sexy co-host here, Queen Simmons?
Well, hello, lady. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you for asking, Venom. Welcome to the show. It's great to hear your voice.
Thank you for having me. So I see y'all getting it in tonight. I see y'all getting it in.
It's on fire tonight.
It is, child. Yeah. We've been replacing microphones. I got a fresh one here for you, so it won't burn your hands. Here, I'm going to hand it to you.
You know, I've been away a while, so you know, I'm just enjoying what I'm listening to. That's what I can do right now.
Okay, all right. You know, I'm gonna let you slide. Normally,
yeah.
I don't let Flo slide. You need to ask him about me. I'm trying to tell you, but
I'm already knowing. I'm already knowing. It's all good. I just, you know, I was off tonight, so I just said, you know what? I need to hear some poetry and just vibe again. It's been a minute. So, I'm in the building.
Well, you came to the right place, for sure. You came to the right place, and I appreciate you coming through. But, I want a little bit of insight from you as well. So, I'll ask you the question anyway. Okay.
Okay.
How do you feel about including tantric sex into your erotic love life?
It's very important. The reason that it's important is because it bonds the two of you together even closer. Not even just closer on a physical level. I'm not talking that way. But it's more of a mental and spiritual level. Because once you are intertwined with each other like that, Your vibe, no matter how far away you are, always reach her, and her vibe will always reach you.
Absolutely.
I like that.
Absolutely.
I like that answer.
You know, wow, everybody came. You're right, Diva. Everybody came in with a different perspective, but there are no wrong answers here.
Mm-hmm.
From the ones that actually know about tantric sex.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Y'all got it.
You hitting the nail on the head for sure. And I appreciate this. I really do, because we are educating people tonight on this to let them know it's not just about the physical touch, okay? It's about that spiritual connection and the energy transfer and how it works and how you can reach the highest level. And you can become one with your partner if it's meant to be like that, you know? So I really thank you for coming in here. I ain't going to drag you through the mud tonight because I understand you've been away for a minute. It's all good. But I'm going to get your ass next time. You come through here without a piece next time and see what happens. Try it. It's going to be a case of I'm going to be one of them ones where you know, it's like fuck around and find out. Play with it here.
That's right.
I knew you was gonna try to pull me in. I just felt that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, but it's all good because we cooler than the other side of the pillow. See, everybody can't just pull me in like that. So we good, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I am going to aim to please. Put it that way.
No,
it was not my goal. It was not my goal. But you know, since you gonna put me on the spot, I got to, you know, reciprocate the love back to you.
Mike is yours.
All right. Thank you. Tell me a secret. You see, I want you to tell me things that you haven't told anyone else before. Show me the spot that makes you weak. I mean, the one that makes you hold your breath. I need you to introduce me to your Yanni. Did you give her a name yet? Better yet, let's just say Little Miss Wet Wet. Or better yet, let's call her Miss Creamy. Or, hey, Juicy. You see, I want to experience your gag reflex as you greedily suck me in. Watch as I spill my seed, leaving drops of myself upon your chin. And at the moment, I know you're kind of curious as to how I'm able to sop you up like a biscuit on gravy. Would you like if my mouth lingers on your pearl, or would I caress it with my thumb? But let me ask you, do you like toy play? Can I stick as the clit vibrates? Can I use your rose on you while you're being massaged by the yoni egg? Can I hit it all night so that you no longer feel your legs? And as you begin to moan and beg to be free, can I divulge to you my kinkiest fantasy? I mean, let me just share a secret with you. Will you bow down for me? How about this? Maybe some role play. You can dress up like a whore, and maybe what can be in store could be some S&M is what we can turn it into to be in store for the night. You see, are you willing to be dominated or willing to be submissive? You see, I'm not willing to say I won't do certain things, but we can flip the role one night to see how you like being handled, whichever one is possible for you, as long as we both get to come. Let's see how you respond when I call you by someone else's name, because tonight, let's come together and play my little game, Instinct.
Oh my goodness, Venom.
Let me tell you something. Boy. You know, certain folks over in Epiphany call me a bully, but it's not bullying. It's just kind of like a reverse psychology on you guys.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little psychological play, but I always get what I want. Always.
I told you I'm easy to please, but more easy to tease. There you go. So I don't mind giving in.
That piece was
but
no,
it's all good. It's all good. Thank you. Mm-hmm. I appreciate it. I need to get back into my poetry, man. I've been away too long, so I need to get back in. So I appreciate you giving me that little nudge, and I was just glad I was able to finally get on the mic tonight, you know.
Well, yes, you definitely did us justice by getting on the mic. I appreciate it. See, I know how good you are. I know how good you are. I'm a fan. And, you know,
I knew if I said it a certain way, we'd
get treated. So thank you for that.
Thank you. I appreciate
truly,
thank you. And very nice meeting you, Queen, over there. I forgot, what's your name again? I'm sorry.
What's my name? Dwina.
You know, made up
nice to get
under.
Me. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm very nice to meet you. And, maybe next week I'll try to pop. Think I'm going to be out of jury duty next. Well, I'll be in jury duty, but I'll be off. So then I can come in and come back again next week. And I'll show you some little shower play.
I look forward to hearing that.
I just got a topic for next week. Ooh, shower play. Okay. I like that. I'm gonna think about that right there. Thank you.
It's a lot you can do in the shower, you know. So it's a lot can go down.
Oh, honey, I'm a fish. I love the water. So most definitely.
So, you know, I mean, hey, I appreciate you ladies for getting the old man up and out and having this platform tonight. I appreciate it. And it felt pretty good, you know,
Right.
We appreciate you for coming by. Honey, it ain't got nothing to do with age, but thank you anyway. I'm going to send you on over there to the Love Lounge for everybody.
Going
over there on your drink. They're on the house. One love.
I want a Tokyo tea. Thank you. All right. Peace.
One love, one love.
One love. Yes. Oh, Diva, we got another treat. We got another treat coming up here. Guess what? You smell that? I smell rain in the air. You smell that?
Mm-hmm.
Welcome. Hey, Rain. Welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. How you doing?
What's up, beautiful women? How are you?
Oh, we good. We hanging in there.
Girl, we are.
They spoke the thing to us tonight. Oh, my Lord. Did you hear?
Listen, y'all got me feeling away over here. You hear me? Can you hear me okay? Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, we hear you fine.
Okay, cool. Yeah, y'all, listen, I think I came in right before Van. And so so from that point on, that's what I've heard. And, yeah, okay, y'all, cutting up.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, honey, these men are toxic. They are trouble. I'm trying to tell you. And if you ain't ready,
especially the intentional. I heard sincere with his intentional ass talk about his intentionally trouble.
Yes.
What did he say? He said, "Come for me."
That.
I said, "I'm done."
He said it. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And he also said something about a black light. And I'm sitting under my black light right now. And I think he said something about persuasiveness too. And that's in my piece. So we're going to see. So listen, some beautiful answers tonight. The picture that Van painted, I'm sorry, poetic, that he painted it with, you know, the scene that he painted, absolutely been phenomenal answers tonight.
But
Diva, listen,
right.
When you was breaking it down, you had me in my whole body was, I was like, wait a minute now. hold the fuck up. I am all the way alone over here. Listen, she's not right all the way out here in the fucking mountain time. Ain't nobody out here.
Oh, poor baby.
She don't be doing that shit to me.
I love you too, my diva. Girl. Oh, God. Oh, God. I'm so happy to hear from you because we ain't heard from you in a minute. Your beautiful voice and that awesome poetry, man. I can't wait to listen into your piece. But I want to ask you the question now about the how do you feel about including tantric sex into your erotic love life?
So I think that it's important. So for me, I've never experienced it intentionally. Probably back when I was younger, I would say circa 2000 to 2004-ish, probably. I was dealing with somebody that was the connection that we shared. And it was not intentional. I don't think I knew anything about a tantric sex. But we absolutely shared that connection. And that shit went on for years. Like, you ever have a relationship with somebody that just won't let you go? Even though they toxic as fuck, like it gets toxic, and it's kind of like you have to end that shit, but you share that connection, so it's like you know good for me, but you good for me. That shit is probably on and off up until about 2-3 years ago.
Oh wow!
So yeah, it was intense. But for me now, it's something that I desire, but I'm so intentional now that I'm very protective of my space. And so it's I guess maybe being a little bit more guarded, it's a little bit more challenging because I'm not as free because there are other things that come into play now. After you've lived your life a little bit and you've been hurt and you've done some things, you're not as open and free to probably experience those things. So I probably get in my own way. But to me, to answer the question, it's very important. I'm just more intentional about it now. So that's my answer. How about that?
Thank you for that. I understand exactly what you're saying. After you've had a few heartbreaks, like I always say, I've been in nothing but toxic relationships. It doesn't mean that there wasn't any good parts about it. And I have had that relationship where it was on and off for a couple of years with that one particular person. And I couldn't, I don't know, I had to find a way to just put my foot down and end it. It's extremely hard to let someone like that go, to release them. Because you're not the only one that's feeling it. It's them intentionally sending it out to you because they know how you feel about them. They know how their energy affects you, and they send it out, and it gets a hold of you, and you go through changes releasing that motherfucker.
Listen, you're right, and sometimes it's not even them. It's like it's just. It's a shared thing. So, like, time and distance. Like, I've been married and divorced, and this dude still, things are cyclical, too. You know, we'll go through life, and things will pop up, or things will happen, or we'll pass by something, and we'll have a memory, and it's like, oh, let me check and see how they are. It's like you just have to, like, you just got to be like, talk yourself out of it altogether. Be like, no, that's not a good idea.
You're right. You have to, and you know what helps though? Because you cannot erase them from your mind. You can't do it. Mm-hmm. I have learned you cannot shut your thoughts off. You have to say to yourself, you know what, yeah, these are thoughts, they're there, and they're going to be there. And subconsciously, your body will adjust and, you know, it will accept it, and the thoughts of them won't bother you as much. Where the big fight comes in at is keeping from contacting them, because there's so much that we want to say, so much inside of us that we want to, we just have to contact them. But you got to fight that. And if you find things,
it's because, you know, Danielle, we replay those moments, right? And we forget about all the toxic shit that was happening on the side, because it's easier to focus on all the connection and the feeling and the whatever, because we don't want to dwell on all the bullshit that is the reason why we're not together anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't mean to cut you off, but
you know what helped me? Focusing on that one particular incident where, you know, toxic relationships can shatter your heart several times over and over and over again. There's no such thing as just one time your heart being broken within that relationship. There are several things that can be done where your heart is very fragile too. And I just focus on the one thing, you know, out of the other things that were done, and I'm like, okay, eventually you get angry enough, you get tired. Regardless of how much you are drawn to that person, you just be like, I don't want to feel that again. No, I love them. With every fiber of my being, but I don't want to be there again. Damn that. It's just, you know, eventually you let go.
You're being intentional with your, and that's what happens. You know, you grow and you become wiser, and you don't let your flesh, you know, because even though it's a spiritual thing. Listen, we can go on and on about this. I don't want to, like, there's layers.
I know.
Layers to this.
I know. Yes, yes. It's all right. So what we going to do, girl, we're going to get into your piece. Cause I know you brought something delicious for us to listen to, y'all. It's about to rain down on us. Whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. So I brought my piece called Storm. It was the first piece that I wrote when I came back to poetry a few years ago. And this is just been resonating with me lately, so I'm going to try to share this. I think the artist, excuse me, I think the artist sang it something like jumping off the moon and falling into you. It reminds me of the night when the stars stared at us with envy and constellations dared to bear witness, molesting us with their persistence as I persist to swallow the quiet thunderstorm rumbling in your chest. Tongues twisted in the midst of this metamorphosis, hurricane growing intense as I wrap my taste about the pulsating pauses capturing your bathing breath. Eagerly reading the bend in your back as I lap at the base of your begging, swooning at the sound of our colliding hues, dancing to the groove of midnight, falling into noon. I travel the landscape of your persuasiveness, brushing the bitterness kisses upon the nape of your neck, tracing your lobe with tongue tip collapsing softly into your decadence. Riding your magnanimous wave, grasping for gravity only to crash against the shore of total abandonment. While an intensity crowns the thick of your fingertips and a bidding nestles in the sting of your palm print branded red upon my pretty round face. A storm is brewing and we can feel it coming. So we take turns brainstorming, got these torrential rains forming, moving in and out of the storm's eye, playing Russian roulette with the calm of her sacredness. Pushing it to the edge to where edging until gushing winds twisted our limbs, uprooted our inhibitions, then plastered our love language across the sheets like graffiti in the wind. We sticky and wet and yet still parched, famished even. Insatiable appetites just might be the death of us or breath of us while I try to catch mine, listening to the reverb in your baritone moan. You're really starting to feel not like home. That's right.
Damn. Oh, my God.
Lord have mercy on my soul. Wait a minute. What was in the sheets at the end? Damn.
Graffiti in the room. I love language across the sheets. Like, graffiti in the room. It was so many lines, and it was something you said about the dip of your back. Loved it. Oh, gosh. That was sexy. That was amazing.
You know what? I don't even know why I'm so overwhelmed, because I already knew you was going to bring the heat like this. Girl, you do it every time. Damn. Your voice, your words, your flow is just, you toxic. You toxic, too. You are.
Wait a minute.
You are.
No, ma'am. I am. Girl. I am not.
Oh, my God. That,
I am that the remedy. You hear me? Rain comes to heal.
Saying shit like that is toxicity. That's that good shit. That's what I'm talking about right there. Say, you can get up in a brother's head and he'd be like,
ooh, hey.
Oh, my God.
The piece was absolutely beautiful.
My gosh.
It was beautiful. It was erotic. Oh my God! It was sensual, girl. You never disappoint. Hey, I'm so glad you called in tonight. Oh my God! Yes.
Child. In because toxic though. I appreciate you both, but I am not toxic. And that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
But yeah, but super
story
good, girl. I feel you. Before I let you go, is there anything you want to let us know that you got going on out here in the poetry world, in the business world, boss lady? Yeah, I know.
Oh, my gosh. Actually, no. There is something coming up, but I'm not going to announce it yet just because it's a little far out. I will say this. I am supposed to have a feature. You know when you do stuff too far out, things can happen. But I am scheduled to be featured, and I'll announce the place and the time and all the things on Labor Day. So
okay.
I'll have my first feature on Labor Day. But you know, we'll see. That's the plan right now. That's the plan. Other than that, business is booming. I'm doing a big order for Queen Floetry. She's opening up for, okay, don't, you know, I don't know these new artists. I'm old school. Wiz Khalifa?
Yeah. Wiz Khalifa. Wow. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Oh.
I guess he's going on tour, and she's opening. She's an opening act for him, doing her spoken word. So she placed a order for merch to sell. So that's what I'm in the middle of doing right now. I have been busy. But other than that, you know, Pulse Designs, actually, Pulse Designs turned, well, the website turned 2 years today. That popped up.
Congratulations. That is awesome.
Thank you.
Wow. That is
I guess
beautiful.
I became official. Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. Yes. And shout out to congratulations to Queen Floetry on your opening act for Wiz Khalifa. That's amazing. That is really, really amazing.
Yeah, and Logic. I think it's Logic, too. Logic and Wiz Khalifa. Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's pretty dope. I'm proud of her. Really proud of her.
I am, too. I know she's going to kill it. That's awesome. Wow. All right, Diva. Thank you. Thank you for this
topic.
Ladies,
I enjoyed tonight. Thank you.
Your presence and your magnificence and your poetry. You got the smoothness, and yes, I still say you toxic. That voice alone.
Whatever. But listen, let me say something to y'all. You know, this is my first time. This is my first time on the Erotic Love Zone. So listen, I'm loving the energy. I'm loving the energy of the show. I'm loving the energy between the two of you. It's been a pleasure being here tonight. I'm glad that I was able to come through. So thank you. And I will move off stage and go sit on somebody's lap in the lounge.
Yeah, it's a men's over there. You can sit on
somebody's
Somebody
needs
lap
some healing. Who needs healing? Who needs some healing?
Yeah.
I'm coming to heal.
Right.
That was love, girl. I said you want over
night,
there. So love, laugh. Good night, love. One love, one mic.
Have a beautiful night.
One love, one mic.
Wow. Amazing.
I'm so glad
that
came through to balance out the masculine energy with some hardcore erotic poetry. Thank you, Rain.
And that
thank
she
you.
Did. That was, yes, she did. She came up here and not only burned up the mic, she set the room on fire with her piece. Yes, yes, yes. Man.
Said, wow. Be some healing. That's how you go into a room right there. That's how you tell them.
Okay. You can cause trouble over there in the love lounge. But speaking of trouble, Lordy, we got this one last caller in here, and I'm about to open up his mic to a divine inspiration. Welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. How you doing tonight? Fast and Polly.
Hello, Danielle. How are you? Gwena, how are you?
We are great. Welcome.
Yes, I hear y'all are great. You all just ought to be after what I've heard.
Great. So awesome.
We try to keep it. Yeah, Dad, that's what we say too. My.
Yeah. We asked everyone to be on their worst behavior, and nobody failed the challenge so far.
That's
what I'm talking about. Well, I guess I have to try to keep from standing out from the crowd. This is the one time you want to blend in and be with everybody else.
Absolutely.
We'll see.
Absolutely. The Queen has something to ask you.
What might that be?
The question of the night is, how do you feel about including tantric sex in your erotic love life?
I don't have anything against it, but I kind of think it's a redundant question, because if your erotic love life is really an erotic love life, then that tantric aspect is already included in it. When you get up and you prepare breakfast in bed, you're already starting the foreplay for tonight when you get back into bed. And you pick up the phone and call her just to see how she's doing at lunchtime. You're setting her up.
Amen.
So I think that they kind of go together if it's a true love and not a lust.
It's a true love. Yes. Keywords. That's definitely good advice. I love that answer.
Absolutely. Yes. That was
take
pretty
notes.
Good.
If you are listening, take notes. Take notes tonight.
Not too bad for somebody that ain't getting none, huh?
Oh, man.
You had to go there, huh? You had to go there. That was a great, great answer. I like that, you know. I love the insight on the topic of what your opinion is. So, yes, thank you. Now, Pastor Slinky, I know you ain't heard that in a long time. We know you brought something delicious for us to listen to tonight, even though you downplay yourself. I know. I've heard you. You have ventured into different realms of poetry. So tonight is no different. So whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you, Queen. This is a piece I had to resurrect and to tweak a little bit, hopefully to fit the genre of tonight. But it's called A Smoke-Filled Room. I saw an angelic vision across a smoke-filled room. A beauty so perfect, an old salt like myself almost swooned. Eyes met across that smoke-filled room, I was done for. The electricity that hit me was felt clear through to my core. Eyes of a goddess. A smile like none ever seen before. At least not by me. I was like a teenager once again. Filled with joy. Instantly horny and giddy. She stood as I watched. Mesmerized. She sauntered over to me through that smoke-filled room. Her walk alone erased a lifetime of gloom. My heart's pace rocketed to zoom. At that moment, across a smoke-filled room, true love's seed was planted, and I knew it would soon beautifully bloom. We introduced ourselves and hit the dance floor till the music turned slow. I reached out to her and with my eyes pleaded with her not to go. She did not. And as our bodies found the perfect rhythm to accompany the hypnotic sounds of the DJ, we conversed using body language alone, with absolutely nothing verbal to say. I went to heaven on that day and have resided there since in bliss. Solidified by that first hot, passionate lip kiss. The heat
when our lips met was volcanic in degree. Never before had such an inferno been experienced by me. But it was one I would relish for eternity. 20 years later, I have yet to return to Earth. Years of learning bodies and spots, learning what turns one from horny to blazing hot, as we learned how to send that partner to the moon and back, reload them and send them to the atmosphere again, where I could penetrate and not move another muscle and cause an orgasm to match even the strongest storm, quivering, seizing, panting and wheezing. You take your time to ensure your loved one is every bit as enthralled and completed as you. That's truly your insurance that they will never leave you. There could never be another to match how you pleased. Multiple orgasms that bring you both to your knees. Orgasmic fluids flowing freely that could fill the part in the Red Sea. Angelic vision seen across that smoke-filled room did it for me. Her very presence captured all of me. From the start, she was only second to my God, my deity. With her, finally at long last, I found someone with whom I can be completely free. I can now go forward with a purposeful, intentionally intimate merging of her and me. That smoke-filled room, that initial first kiss, birthed a love and countless atomic orgasms and ejaculations lasting for all eternity. We have since then become formally as one. Each of our lives of searching and wishing for total love was done. We have found a love, a soulmate, and an orgasmic mate that was surely ordained by God's holy Son. All of this from across a smoke-filled room. And that's that piece.
Wow.
There was a line in there where you said about not moving a muscle. That you really just expounded on the statement that you made in the beginning in the most beautiful way. I love that piece. I really did. That was so romantic and chill.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yo, the line that got me, I went to heaven on that day. Oh, my God. Yes. That did it for me. That did it for me. To say something about that, being with someone and having that connection, to say that I went to heaven on that day. You know how beautiful that must have felt? I want to go to beautiful. That's what I want.
Right.
I want that. I'm trying to tell you. I'm going to get that, too. I'm trying to say, I'm putting that out there. I'm going to get that. I'm going to get
it. Danya.
I want it for you. Yeah.
Danya, you will.
Yeah.
Once you,
I
firmly believe that God has the perfect mate for us.
Oh, yeah, I
we
know it.
We get in our own way
it.
When we go out there and let hormones or looks or whatever speed up the process or think he needs our help. But if you wait for that mate, the mate that God created for you is going to do just that.
Absolutely.
Everything that you desire sexually, financially, emotionally, intellectually, any other leaves you could think of.
Yeah.
All you have to do is believe, claim it in the name of Jesus, and wait for him to come to swoop you off your feet.
I claim it. Trust me. I put it out there in the universe. Me and my angels and my ancestors, my spirit guides, all that. We had a long talk about that. So it's all good.
Okay.
Well, it's soon coming.
Yeah, I know. I know. That much I do know. Ain't nothing going to change. That was deep. I already knew that you was going to bring it, but you really, really touched that one line in there. I went to heaven on that day. That's mm-hmm. going to stick with me for a long time because that's I can't even get my words together. Man, look. That was beautiful.
Wow.
Yeah, that was beautiful. Yeah, I loved it. Thank you. Man, wow. Amazing.
Thank you for the platform.
Oh, man. You're welcome. Anytime, you know. Another microphone burned up. All right, we are out of microphones, okay? I have no more. We done went over budget and everything. Y'all going to get me fired, but I'll be back.
Nah, don't worry about it. Van got a supply in the closet. Oops, I wasn't supposed to say that, was I? Yeah, Van got a backup supply.
Well, guess what? The cat's out the bag now. You done opened up the door, so it's all right. It's all right. It ain't like we ain't going to need them. We definitely going to need them. It's all right. It's all good. But before I let you go over there to the Love Lounge, okay, can you please tell everybody what you have going on in the world of Epiphany?
I'm kind of excited about Sunday's show.
Okay.
What would you like to say to God? Is the thing.
Okay. Wow.
And I can't wait to hear some of the responses. But also, something else new and exciting that will be coming. I'm not giving any dates or too much more. I'm just going to tease you a little bit right now. But there's going to be, in addition to the Inspiration Factory, it's going to be a segment called Cooking with Christ.
Oh, okay.
And as I solidify things, I will be putting it out there.
Wow. That sounds exciting. I'm interested. Even though y'all feed me on my own cooking, nothing. I do cook. Okay, I just haven't
seen
any kitchen. Okay.
You send Jordan to the store to get you something, and then you bring it home and you eat it, and you say you cooked it.
See, I had to get to myself just now. See how they do.
Walked into that one, you did. I'm sorry.
That's how it's hard, too, yep. That's all right, that's all right. Oh, man, thank you so much,
yes.
Divine Inspiration. For coming through and giving us that magnificent piece. That line truly, truly is written across my heart now. Oh, my God. I love that.
My purpose for tonight has been fulfilled.
Man, if that's what it was, you definitely. All right. I'm going to send you on over there to the Love Lounge with the rest of the poets and sit back, take the socks off, baby, baby. One love.
Baby, baby. One love, one mic. God bless you, Queen.
One love, one mic.
Wow. Jesus.
Can you believe tonight?
Tonight was absolutely amazing. Everybody came through with a different perspective, a different bit of information and input. And I loved it. I loved it. You guys were on fire. You done burned up all the damn microphones, which is fine. I got plenty of fire extinguishers. But y'all came through. You know, y'all the ones that keep Epiphany going. Okay. We're the host here to engage you and indulge. But you guys are the ones that keep it going. And we are so grateful and thankful. But not only you coming through, but you bring your uniqueness, your talent, your creativeness. Mm-hmm. And I love it all. I can never get enough of it. And I want y'all to keep coming through like this. Diva, thank you so much
for riding shotgun with me. You did a bang up job, girl. I'm trying to
tell
you.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, yes. And anytime you want to fill in, when my diva can't make it, the mic is yours. I'm trying to tell you. Thank you so much.
And again, shout out to Andrea, a.k.a. Miss VIP. I just want to tell her, you know, anytime you need me, I'm here for you. And you guys have a great show, and it's great energy, and I just walked into it. It's like moving ready energy on the Erotic Love Zone. And thank you guys for the space and for the mic. And this has been a wonderful show. I've taken so many notes of things that I just want to try that I'm going to transpose into my manifestation journal. And I'll let you know how that works out. But definitely, thank you for a wonderful night of poetry and music. It's been awesome. Thank you, Diva. Thank you, guys. Absolutely. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, for everybody that called in, and even if you just listened, you streamed online, all of that, I want to thank y'all so very much once again. And like I always say, please get that good relationship going with yourself, because that one is going to be with you until the day you're gone, okay? Respect one another. Continue to love one another, okay? And just stay in the positive. Please stay in the positive. All right, Diva, you want to take us out with a song?
Sure. All right, good night, everybody. One love, one mic. Make sure you take your socks off.
One love, one mic. Peace.
Yeah, we've been knowing each other for a while. I miss you. I don't know what I gotta do, you know.
My name, ooh, you can call me baby.